Om Shanti, the magic of blessing. Today is 27 January 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be an easy yogi who tours around the three world in a second with the plane of your intellect. Explanation is, Bab Dada gives you children an invitation. Children, put on the switch of thoughts and come to the subtle region. Take the rays of the sun, the moonlight of the moon, have a picnic and play games. Take the rays of the sun, the moonlight of the moon, have a picnic and play games. For this, the plane of your intellect simply needs to have double refined petrol. Double refined means firstly in the incorporeal to have the intoxication of this faith, I am soul, a child of the Father. Secondly, in the corporeal, in sakar form, to have the intoxication of all relationship. This intoxication and happiness will make you an easy yogi and you will also continue to tour around the three world. Recently, I think, this is a Murli of, Avyakt Murli of 3rd January 1983. Revised Murli of 3rd January 1983. Recently, few months back, we had revised this Murli. So the blessing of today's Murli is taken from the same Murli. May you be an easy yogi who tours around the three world in a plane with the plane of your intellect. So here Baba is telling us to, is talking with double foreigner children. This is in fact the whole Murli is talk with double foreigners. Baba is telling us to make your yoga interesting. To make your yoga entertaining. It should not be the same boring affair. I am soul, then I am leaving the body, and then I am going to the subtle region, and then I am going to the incorporeal world, then coming down. It should not remain the same. Baba wants us to be creative, to bring innovation, to reinvent all the different methods which you already have. So one of the methods is, here Baba is saying, what you have to do is, you put on the switch. The switch is of sankalp. Put on the switch and sit in the plane of your intellect. Sankalp is the switch, intellect is the aeroplane, and what you do, you come to the subtle region. Now in the subtle region, what you do, take the rays of the sun, the moonlight of the moon, have a picnic and play games. Just as when we do any picnic, we do all sorts of things. We play different games, we sing songs, we dance. What else we do in picnic? Competition, we eat things, we dress in a very fanciful clothes, we do certain dramas, then songs, singings, then lot of competitions, some creative games. So you have to convert your entire yoga into a picnic. Recently when we were discussing about those 10 fruits in recent Avyakt Murli, that time also Baba said, Brahma Baba, go with Brahma Baba to picnic. So you can plan your picnic anywhere, whether you want to go to Peace Park or Dadi Prakashmani Park or Janki Park, anywhere. You can go anywhere, any corner of the world. So imagine that you are going for a picnic and then you are playing games, you are singing, you are dancing, entertainment is going on, lot of different food is there, variety clothes you are wearing, all those things. So your yoga should not becoming a tiring affair, a tedious job. It should be very, 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 it's something that should make you very light. So here, take the rays of the sun, the moon, light of the chandani, the moonlight of the moon, have a picnic and play games. So this can again be turned into an yoga exercise. Recently I heard one commentary by Dr. Girish Patel. He had given a very beautiful visualization. Imagine you are climbing a mountain, okay? And as you are climbing the mountain, suddenly on the mountain, you have found something is shining. And then you just remove the dirt and you found it is a diamond which is shining on that mountain. And then suddenly when you see that diamond, your soul also starts shining. Your diamond sitting in the middle of the forehead, that is started shining. Then you are feeling light, you are feeling enlightened. Then you go ahead, you climb the another mountain, second mountain. In the second mountain, suddenly you go on the top of the mountain, you sit on one rock, okay? And while sitting on the rock, then you imagine that now the sun has risen and the rays of the sun are coming upon me. And then you imagine it is the sun of knowledge whose rays are upon the soul. Second mountain. Now you go to the third mountain. Now third mountain is so beautiful, so colorful. In fact, this third mountain is mirroring or representative of heaven. So now you have entered into the third mountain. And there you imagine what all things are there on the mountain. Picnic, garden is there, this and that. So many things are there. So this is a creative visualization, creative imagination. So your yoga should convert into a picnic. It should be a picnic party as a sort of. So play games. Take the moonlight of the moon. Moonlight, moon is Brahma Baba. Take his moonlight. Shiva Baba is sun. Take his rays. Have picnic with both of them or with the Brahmin family and play games. For this the plane of your intellect, but for this two things are necessary. Double refined petrol is necessary. What is that double refined petrol? What is double refined petrol? First, in the Nirakari Roop, in the incorporeal, I am soul, a child of Father, and in the Sakari Roop, to have intoxication, nasha of all sambandh, all relationship with one Father. So this is known as double refined petrol. On one side, you are thinking that you are a soul. On another side, you are forging all the different relationships with one Father. It's not the same relationship. You see him with different relationship every day. Sometimes he is just an instructor, a coach, a guide, a tutor, a teacher. Look at him today, he is my coach, he is my guide, he is my teacher, he is my instructor, he is my preceptor. And keep on asking him many times throughout the day. Recently in the Sakar Murli it was there, you have to follow Father, so why don't you ask Father? He will tell you. Because you have to follow him, so rather than asking other people, ask him. He will tell you what to do and what not to do. So, put on the switch of sankalp, sit in the plane of intellect, fill with double refined petrol. Double refined petrol, I am soul, son of God, son of Baba, or I am having all the relationship with one Father. With these two double refined petrol, take off, reach the subtle region. And whilst after reaching the subtle region, then start taking the rays of the sun of knowledge, start taking the moonlight. Also somewhere Baba has said, here it is not there that you sit near the seashore. Yeah, that also was there in the same Murli, I suppose. Yeah. So, yeah. Probably, yeah, Baba has said somewhere that you should sit near the shore, but see that the dirt, you should not go in that. Whatever dirt is there near the ocean, don't go near that. That what Baba said, Sagar ke kinare mitti mein nahi jao. Don't go in that dirt which is near that ocean. Okay? So, play games and what else? Play games and have picnic. So this is complete yoga drill you can convert. In the evening yoga today, practice this. First of all, one thought, switch on the button of sankalp, your thought, then sit in the plane of intellect, okay, and then fill with double refined petrol with two soman, that I am soul and also I am having this relationship with him, then take off, reach subtle region, there rays of the sun, moonlight of the moon, and games, picnic, and then games. What games you are going to play in the subtle region? You can make a list of spiritual games to be played with Bab Dada. So Sushil Bhai will take this homework. 5 games which you are going to play with Bab Dada. What are the different games that we are going to play in the subtle region with Baba? In subtle region there is no such language. It is a language of silence over there. So whatever language you use, Baba will play. Use the same language. So their language doesn't reach, vibrations reach. Language, words, speech, swar, sound, voice, everything is left behind. Only the vibrations reach him. So devise 5 different games divine games, divine leelas, divine plays, divine playthings, divine khel, which you are going to play with him, Kira. Yeah? Divine activities. But these activities is not with Brahmin family, I'm telling. This is the activity which you are going to play with him. Means one on one. This should be like this. One on one activity. Okay? So it could be anything. Whatever games are here, think of those games. I'm not asking of group activities. Group games. No. Only two people are involved in that game. So devise such activity, such five different games, which you are going to play with Baba. Okay? So this is today's homework. So Baba said, then again one more thing. This intoxication and happiness will make you an easy yogi. After doing this, you will become an easy yogi, and then also you start continuing tour around the world. Go to the five different continents, go to five great oceans, give vibrations to those five oceans or five different continents, or you go to the sky, purify the sky. When you purify the sky, see that everything is come. Everything comes like sky, the star, the moon, the sun, the planets, the birds, the helicopter or the plane, which is everything whatever there is in the sky. Purify everything. Then come on the earth, purify the earth. Then go to the water, purify the water. Then go to the fire, wherever there is a manifestation of fire. Anywhere. In the temple, in the mosque, in the kitchen. Everywhere there is a fire, go and purify the fire. Such a divine act. Fire purifies everything, but we are those souls who purify fire with our volcanic fiery yoga. So purify the fire. So the fire, the water, the earth, the sky, the air. Purify whatever this stratosphere or atmosphere which is around the earth. Go around the earth and start purifying all. No pollution. So spread purified divine vibrations in that atmosphere. So purify the five elements of nature. Purify. Go around the world. Go to different continents. So emerge different souls. Unhappy souls. Uncontented souls. Impure souls. Sinful souls. Emerge all of them and start giving vibrations or sakas. So your this yoga should become a such an activity. One more thing before that, Baba gives you an invitation. So when you sit for yoga, imagine now somebody has come, an angel has come from the subtle world, bringing an invitation card. Like an invitation card, like it's written there, Dear Manju Ben, you are invited. Your presence is solicited. You are invited to the subtle region for a picnic with capital letter with Bab Dada in subtle region today evening at this time. So special invitation from the subtle world. An angel is coming like this and bringing the invitation, and then you are saying yes, you accept the invitation. You are noting the invitation, you are accepting the invitation, and then he is going. And then you start your yoga. First, yeah, whatever, whichever way you want. A messenger of God is coming. The Dut, a messenger of God is coming, and that angel is bringing the invitation card. Accept the invitation card, and then put on the switch of thought, sankalp, then sit in the plane of intellect. Then fill divine refined petrol, and then start take a off, go to the subtle region, take the rays of the sun, take the light of the moon, then have picnic, have games. Once you do that, you become an easy yogi, then come down, and that start touring around the globe. Perambulation, parikrama of that entire globe. So this is complete yoga drill from today's Avyakta Murli. And remember, this is the Avyakta Murli of 3rd January 1983. So you can go back to that Murli and please revise that complete Murli, Bab Dada's conversation with double foreign children. Okay? Om Shanti.